Hello, Z Nation fans, and welcome back to another episode of the AfterBuzz TV Z Nation After Show. Today, we're talking about Season 5, Episode 6, Limbo. And we will be discussing how what happens in Limbo stays in Limbo, the relative success of the Talker Underground, and why you never bet the house. We have two fantastic guests joining us, and we'll see you after the opening.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Can we talk about how amazing this song is?
Oh, it's just so good.
It's so good.
Now, who was the artist for this one again?
Jason Gallagher does the music for the show, and he wrote this, and his wife is singing.
So yeah, you can find it on YouTube, Do the Thing, Win the Stuff. This song is amazing. So good. I'd love to let it play through the whole episode, but unfortunately that's not how this works. So hi, welcome back. We are the Z Nation After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are looking at Season 5, Episode 6, Limbo. And with me I have Michelle Cullen.
Hello, everyone.
Megan Salinas is actually currently stuck in Limbo. Yep. We're going to see if we can find her at
some
point.
Which is the 405.
Yeah, more like The Office. Oh. She's quite literally buried. We will find her at some point, probably by knocking on a rock. I am Katie Cullen. I am running the show in her absence, and we have two fantastic guests with us today. We have Sydney Vienguang.
Hello, everyone.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
It was close enough. Yes.
How do you say
it? Vienguang.
Vienguang.
I should have asked.
It's fine.
And returning to the show for the first time in forever, Anastasia Baranova.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you. Good to be back. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. You're welcome back.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That is the only upside to missing a host is that we can fit everyone at the table. Otherwise, we really super miss Megan. So, yes. Sydney, I actually want to talk with you for a little bit before we get started on the episode recap, because we love Sun Mei. She's not in this episode.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm in the lab.
So was there any specific approach you took to her this season?
A lot of my work and in this season and my story arc is mainly in the lab. So it's just a lot of studying the Z Nation science and jargon and technical words. So I'm definitely doing more of the scientist part of my character. So it's just, studying that.
Hashtag Z Nation science.
Yeah.
Hashtag
Z Nation science. Exactly. You look it up and then you're like, wait, that doesn't. Hashtag Z Nation
hashtag
science.
Hashtag Z Nation science. You blame the black rain, blame whatever.
Yeah.
Blame
you just got to make sense of it as an actor and you go with it. So, and hopefully it comes out as natural and truthful as possible.
And that also means that you wind up covered in far less fake gore than normal.
Yes, I'm definitely not dirty this season. I'm in my white coveralls, and I don't get dirt on me.
Lucky.
Sorry.
Duh.
Or blood. Or until later, maybe. I don't know.
Do you have both eyes?
I do.
Wow. Oh, gosh. That's nice.
You're doing pretty well for yourself.
Look at you, moving on up, man.
But the flip side of that is you're stuck in proto-fascist hell.
Yes. Yeah. But I have Little Red with me, so she's my little buddy. Yeah.
You do.
That's always good. I know this is a question that I shouldn't ask, but I'm super curious. Do we get just even the vaguest inkling of what happened last season when everyone disappeared?
No.
I love that.
No, yeah, you're not going to find out what happened. I think I had a line in the maybe episode 2 when you first see my character, and Murphy asked me what happened to me at the refugee camp, and I just had to make up my own backstory. I say that Dante finds me and then he brings me to Altura, but it's never explained exactly how I disappear. And I had to just, when we first shot it, it was supposed to be some unknown creature. Because
that's how I was directed.
Yeah, he said, okay, just pretend there's like some scratching over here, some scratching over there. So that's how I played it, because that's how it was directed. And I thought it was going to be explained and shown in the next season. But then when I shot the scene and Murphy asked me, Alex Yellen, who directed it, he was like, okay, well, we'll do it how practice it or rehearse it as you with your backstory. And then let's try it where something really traumatic happened to you. And I guess that's the take they used. So,
okay.
So we definitely need Adventures of Sun Mei spinoff where we find out where she went for the rest of that season.
You just got to go with it like that. It's just like, okay, well.
Just play it like cold and dark, and then the audience can project and like fill in the
blanks. Yeah,
exactly. That's our answer.
Just like the smoke monster left the island and lost and wound up in the apocalypse.
The smoke monster left Zona.
Look away and just.
I can't talk about it.
Just it's too much.
Yes.
Well, this is why God gave us fan fiction.
Yes. So fill in the blanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't have a better answer for you guys.
I expected no answer. I'm satisfied that there was one.
Yeah, sometimes we just get the, that's actually spoilers, so we can't. So we appreciated knowing.
A delicate line, but I was curious.
I think we also need the adventures of Addie because,
What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Whatever you project me to have been up to. You just fill in those blanks, whatever you like, man. I was eating popcorn somewhere.
And crickets.
Oh, God. Pop crickets.
Ooh.
You know, you put the cheese sauce on them and they're fine.
All right. Thank you so much,
Actually,
guys.
We could have been hanging out.
That's what we...
Exactly.
Oh, my God. We were having a romantic rendezvous.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
We went,
You got me and you're like,
let's go, girl.
Girl, come on.
I'll show you my lab.
And the traumas that Addie left to go work with the tiger underground.
You said you'd be with me forever.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
That's the show that I want to be recapping.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Tell us about your wild adventures
so
in the woods.
Innocence lost.
Romance found.
There you go.
Z Nation After Hours. I'm sorry. How are you guys?
We're just going off on a tangent.
Sorry. Anyway, so the
show. We asked for this tangent, and it has been a good and glorious thing.
We deliver.
And Megan is in the chat. Look at this beautiful panel, she says.
Hi.
That can't be true. You're not on it.
That's true.
Now, so let's move into talking about this episode. We heard about Limbo a couple episodes ago when Murphy got picked up by his lieutenant, and now we get to see it. Yes. And I like that our first inkling of it was that last week's password to get into Limbo was help. Zombies will get you in automatically, but help does not.
Yeah.
It's a thing of wonder and glory, and it's basically zombie talker, Z Nation style, seedy Las Vegas.
Yep.
Like, this is Las Vegas before they reskinned it to be family-friendly and added Cirque du Soleil shows and whatnot. Like, this is what Vegas used to be, except now also zombies. So I want to know, what was everyone's favorite part of Limbo?
Doc.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like, as a cap, Doc, every single moment of Russell's performance was just...
I feel like you could say that about this entire season.
That ensemble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, right?
He only wore it for a brief time.
And then lost it all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Naked Russell, I think, for me.
I didn't finish the episode, so he got naked?
I'm down to my last sock. And it's not on my foot.
Oh, his one-liners.
Best. Oh, he just sits there, man.
That's a big sock. I get by.
Right? That was so good. I love that we finally just like, you get naked, okay?
You get naked for the radio.
We got a table. It's fine.
Dr. Beck.
From what you saw, what was your favorite aspect?
I just thought it was
Limbo.
A fun world to be in, you know, like with the music and the, you know, just the underground Vegas world. It was fun, you know?
I really liked Whack the Head.
Right.
Honestly.
And I also feel
Hit the head. Was that
Limbo?
It?
Hit the head. What was the other stuff? The puking was really gross.
That was weird. Yeah, what was the whole point of that?
I don't get that.
Yeah, I didn't get that game either.
I mean, people will bet on anything.
I guess, right?
And this is CD Murphy Run Vegas.
And I feel like Limbo is really like the inside of Murphy's mind.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's really what Murphy's like on the inside.
Like, personality-wise, he was right at home, but logistics-wise, dude does not know how to run a casino.
Not at all.
No, he's not good at that.
He means well. Isn't this the second time he's had strippers? I didn't get a chance
to go
back.
He loves strippers.
Oh, he loves strippers.
Season 2, episode 1, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And he's just, that's right. Yeah.
But they prefer go-go dancers.
Go-go dancers. The strippers are upstairs. Downstairs. Upstairs?
Okay, it was upstairs because downstairs was the basement. The literal underground essence.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, I was fond world. Of Whack the Head, and honestly, as much as it made me go, oh God, why? I really liked Azee Moonshine.
That was really neat.
Was that a practical effect?
We did, yeah. We did a practical. Yes. And that was super, super neat.
I figured that was built into the corset somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they rigged it, and it really, it super worked. I was watching, I was like, hey, we nailed that. Yeah, that was neat.
That was a fun scene.
That was a cool idea. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was horrifying to watch, but so great. Like, that is the summary of Limbo right there.
Yeah.
Of Limbo and of Murphy. And Murphy is polyamorous. Bless him.
Bless him. Bless him indeed.
Bless him.
I love it.
Tuesday night is orgy night.
And then Doc going, is it Tuesday?
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, Doc. Maybe?
Doc needs some love. 10K had too much love and it cost him his hand.
Well, the last time Doc got some love, it was three women who got him naked and ran him up a pole.
That is true.
Russell is naked a lot in the program now that I think about it. He's really taking it for the team. Thanks, Rusty.
I love it, though. It's the last thing you'd expect, but it's always kind of a joy to watch.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Because he's just so blithe about it.
Oh, yeah, and he looks so great, and he's such a, like, champ about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Russell will take his clothes off anytime.
It's actually in his contract. I have to have one episode where I'm naked.
At some point, he's going to hear that. And then Billie Jean Girl in chat says that her favorite part of Limbo was the talkers recreating a scene from Friends.
That was so cute, too.
I didn't recognize that because I never watched Friends. So.
What?
I didn't either, but I've heard the jokes about We Were on a Break, so it was less...
We were on a break!
Yeah. It was more of the Captain America, I understood that reference.
Oh, yeah. I was in that because I've never seen an episode of Friends.
I don't really watch a lot of multicam.
It turns out that all of the friends are really bad friends. So who now you know.
Above their means.
What? What is wrong with all of you people?
I was like 12 when it was on the air. I was not old enough to watch Friends.
I was younger.
Why?
I was younger too. I mean, they have it on like what, Netflix, Hulu, yes. Like all those streaming channels now, but like even then I don't really watch.
I'm just not a David Schwimmer fan.
I'm just not a multi I don't watch a lot of multi-cam comedies, period.
It's just like you guys are all wearing Make America Great hats right now.
Don't say that. I literally cannot be.
David Schwimmer is a damn national treasure. And
no, that's one Nicolas of the, Cage.
Also, but David Schwimmer is one of
my
the most underrated actors of our generation.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really upset. No!
Let's just move on because obviously she's really traumatized right now.
I think I just ruined my friendship with Anastasia.
Okay, guys, you know what? We're going to work on it. You guys are going to come over. We're going to watch an episode.
Okay. I mean, I've seen scenes, but I don't... I know, but...
Okay.
It's relatable.
I'm a big fan of Smelly Cat.
Smelling cat.
Okay, all right. I know enough about it to get the references, but I definitely did not watch it. Anyway, now that we have thoroughly traumatized Anastasia and possibly convinced her that she has sidestepped into an alternate dimension.
And put a bonus Friends after show within this one.
Yeah, kind of. Let's talk about the Talker Underground.
Yeah.
Because this, you called this three episodes ago.
I did.
The symbol.
I did.
What did you call? Yeah.
I was excited. We didn't have time for predictions, so in my sign-off, I shouted into the microphone, it's Addie's Z-Walker, and she's back, and she's leading the underground.
Woo! Yeah.
And it turns out that that was she with one of the most dramatic re-entrances we've had in a while, with Murphy thinking that he heard Lucy and running outside, stabbed me straight in the heart.
I know.
And then how was that for you?
It was cool, man. And it's funny because I was watching it and I was like, oh, now I think I should have like played a little bit differently and stuff. But I mean, that was really neat. And it was kind of tricky to figure out because Keith and I were talking about it too. Like through that whole scene, really, the challenge of that whole bit was, you know, we're two people who, you know, kind of don't like each other. Like we originally never liked each other. And then we had all this crazy stuff happen. And I'd always felt like a sense of responsibility to him and like all, you know, saving the world and stuff. But then it was really just kind of difficult navigating how do we – we're two people who don't like each other who share a really deep loss. So that's like – and loss is obviously such a moment of connection and stuff. So it's inevitably we bond. But then I feel like Addie had a whole lot of resentment towards him and like – you know, I was trying to track her, but obviously it was easier for you to track her. And, you know, presumably the conversation they had beforehand off camera was where I was like, okay, well, did you find her? What happened? Where he tells me, well, here's what it was. And then I feel like he killed her in a way, or it was like it was his responsibility. And, you know, so it was.
Yeah, you had that one line where it was just like.
Yeah, right. And I was like, right. And, you know, you didn't save her either. So, yeah, that was it was a challenge trying to figure out how to play it, you know. Yeah. Because then at the end of the day, it's still like, even if you don't like it, it's still your family, that kind of thing, right? It's the only people that you've known for however many years in this dark, terrible world. So it's like, well, I love you, but I hate you, but I don't know anyone else.
I feel like everyone else is dead. We're at 3-4 years of having this party together because we started, how many years after the apocalypse started did the show start?
3.
So we're at 5 years of having this party together then.
No, there's a time jump between three and four.
I can't math. This is why you don't do math on air.
I think we're 8 years over, since the
I think we're eight or nine years into the apocalypse. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll get to it later, but Nat and I were trying to figure out how long it had been since Addie and 10K had seen each other. And we were thinking, because we really split up. We reunited, right, where we found them. But then I went off with Lucy and the man. And the last time I saw him was when I was jumping off of a cliff. And then 2 years in between. So we figured it had been like 3 years since they'd seen each other.
Yeah.
Apocalypse time. Mm-hmm. And 3 years in apocalypse time is about decades. The point where you just mark you someone just as being dead.
Right? Yeah.
Like, haven't seen them for forever? Well, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Everything that's been going down, goodbye.
True, too.
Yeah, true that. Some of those reunions, and 10K just rolling up on his own.
Poor 10K. Should we talk about it? Let's talk about it.
10K is life sucks, and then you die, and then you get brought back, and then you get horribly traumatized,
and then you don't have an arm.
It's all my fault. And then you can't shoot. Just
kidding. You were trying. I was. You made sure that it didn't get infected.
That was a good option. That was a viable choice. I think.
Oh my god!
So many attempts. I didn't choose the hands. Just
saying. No, but that was funny.
No, you just have to sell them.
Yeah.
You get a hand. You get a hand.
Someone give him a hand. It'll come in handy.
Hey-o.
Put your finger on it.
Hey-o.
No, seriously.
No. No.
I could do the rest of this show with those, and yeah, no.
Nope.
You know me.
I do.
Yeah, poor 10K, but he's finally reunited with the party. He's doing better with the whole figuring out his identity, killing zombies thing. We're back to counting, which is good.
Good. I know. I was excited about that.
Mm. Take out a zombie with a 2x4 and add it to the count. Just like, I'm so glad to have you back. For a hot second, we have most of the party reunited, and then, you know, we split them up again, because that's what you do when you have a 10-person main party at this point.
Yeah. Like, it's so good to see you. Let's split up.
See ya. Bye.
Hi, it's been five minutes. Bye. Yeah, so continuing talking about Addie, her reintroduction to Warren and introduction to George.
What do you guys make of that?
I feel like that introduction could not have gone worse for George.
Yeah.
And I actually really like how that played out.
Tough crowd, huh?
Yeah. Well, Addie's been helping with the Talker Underground and trying to make this work. And we all know that Dante is at the top of, oh my God, Altura. Mm-hmm. Altura's most wanted. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. That is the word that I was looking for. Proto-fascist hellscape, most wanted. So that's what it's going to be now. I can't remember Altura, but I can remember proto-fascist hellscape. So immediately saying, we're looking for Dante, and it's, oh, I haven't seen you for a couple years, and this is who you've become. Goodbye. Like, it's a legitimate assumption to make, but oh boy, that hurts.
Yes,
I didn't even get that deep level.
Really?
No, I didn't go there.
Where'd you go?
I don't even know at this point, because I was just like, I know their story so well, so obviously it's fine that they're looking for Dante, and I didn't even think about how that would sound to Addie. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Thanks for caring so much about
the things
that are important to me.
Where is the bite on you from Lucy again?
Was it your hand?
It was my hand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was the part I was focused on in the three-way battle sequence with the three of you. And you and Warren having that moment was like, yeah, she's not human anymore. like, this is an interesting, they haven't been together for a while. The last time they saw Addie, she was human and jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's true. She, Lucy Bitter.
Wait. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I kind of just realized that too.
It's, see, we've gone from hashtag Z Nation Science to hashtag Z Nation Timeline.
Man, it's getting wonky.
It is.
Had Addie not seen Warren?
I think so, because Warren wound up, and wound up in Zona in a bag for 2 years.
In a bag, yeah, she was in Zona for a while. Because I hadn't seen her over 3 years or something. I thought she was dead, too.
Where creepy people were putting her in white lingerie and giving her pedicures while she was unconscious.
Like you do.
I will never get over that, okay? She wakes up and she's in pristine white lingerie and clear plastic high heels. What the hell is Zona doing?
It's practical.
Well, at this point, we're just kind of glad that they're a smoldering crater. So, yeah. I think Addie reuniting with Warren and having that conversation about, yeah, this is what George and Dante mean to each other while they're fighting zombies is about the best way that conversation could have gone.
Yeah, sure. And that makes sense, too, right? Okay, you know what? That does. I'm glad. Okay, so we did a good job.
Because
there's got to be like a lot of like resentment, I guess, across the board, and just like, wow, I don't even know who you are anymore. And plus, I'm just like mad at the world. So I'm just mad at it all.
You've got good reason to be. You keep losing important people.
I do. Every that time I care about somebody, they just die.
Stop caring.
Okay. Well, that's what she's trying to do.
She's trying to drink it away.
That's true.
Drink it away.
It's like Warren needs to stop falling in love with people. It's like, oh, hey, she found love. He gonna die.
Yep.
He's not long for this world.
Yeah.
And lo and behold. And Megan asked, just out of curiosity, did Addie feel a little jealous towards George since 100%. Warren seemed to be acting as her
100%.
Mentor?
Yeah. I think that was sort of an angle that I was playing too. Or I think that kind of naturally, right, where I was like, who are you? No, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the new me, just because you're attractive and you have a cool haircut. And
both eyes.
Both eyes. Look at you with the eyes over there. Yeah.
Although the new look was amazing.
It was kind of cool, right? I did. Yeah. I mean, I did look rough. Not going to lie.
I looked rough.
I
look pretty rough.
Yeah. I look rough. I mean, that was the idea. But it was, definitely, like, I guess I did read, and I was kind of going for that you just go, man, this girl that we've known for a long time, to deal with difficult situations, like, this actually, like, broke her. You know what I mean? Like, Mac didn't break her. It kind of made her stronger in some ways, whatever, but that, like, Lucy really broke her.
Yeah. And yet she turned around and found a way to help. We have the Talker underground. We have Dante, who was literally underground, and
that's cool, huh?
Yelled.
You guys like that?
Oh my god, it was a full-on pun and also ridiculously smart,
right? Yeah, I was happy about that.
Yeah, so that was absolutely wonderful, and it was good to see Dante back again.
Yes,
he's so cool, right?
Yeah,
I love him. I think he's really awesome.
I like how he plays the character.
Right?
I was like, I didn't picture Dante like that. And then, because, you know, when we read the script, you get a vision of who this new character is. And then when I saw his character get introduced, I was like, oh, he plays it really, really funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great. But you have to feel bad for his situation. He may or may not be guilty. He insists on his innocence. We have video evidence to the contrary. Maybe kind of it got taken away. And his poor wife.
Marjorie.
I think before we talk about the gambling in the underground and the other plot, we should do a little announcement. Take
before
care of some
the
housekeeping.
Sadness.
Yes.
All right. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
So it turns out that we love you guys.
You know that we do. And if you are the sort of person who does appreciate notifications, they do let you know the moment we go live. So none of that, when is it happening? Or, oh, I forgot it was Monday. You get the notification and then you can come see the show. Yeah, the other thing that you can do if you want to support us is head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave a review, leave 5 stars, because that's how this works. Look, look at all the stars. You need 5. And leave a review. Let us know how you think we're doing. We appreciate the hell out of that. It really helps other people find the show. It bumps us further up in the search results. And it lets our producers know that you enjoy the content that we're putting out. Also, if you leave a review, you get a shout out on the show. We don't have anything new this week, but, you know, there's always time for next week. Do the thing, win the stuff. It's wonderful. Please support. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, let's talk about sad things.
Oh, God.
Sad things and also gambling. Because we have a lot of the talkers from Altura and from Pacifica in this little underground hideaway under Limbo. Which on one hand is Murphy doing a good thing, and on the other hand is Murphy being Murphy.
Murphy.
I think Murphy's definitely grown a bit. I mean, he's still classic Murphy, but he's got a little more help in his heart. And that even started at the beginning of the season where he was reluctantly leading people to Numerica. Like, he knows what is right, and he's trying.
But he's also keeping these talkers and not feeding them. It's like, oh, that's the house store of biscuits. That's what we bet with. Yes, but you're going to have full-on Z's in your basement soon if you don't take care of that.
To fix it. He means well.
Yeah, you know what they say about the road to hell.
It is paved with fabulous outfits.
Yeah. Just come up with that.
It did. I was deep.
That was a moment of genius that we just witnessed.
Keith's ensemble.
Oh my God.
And docs. I've already said docs, but they clean up good in Limbo.
Boy, do they ever.
I absolutely loved the ridiculous amount of decorative spikes on his outfit. And then just like doing the high five with Doc and whacking him with the spikes. And oh, sorry. Like, that's what happens when I fist bump people who wear rings.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
Those gloves are a smart idea, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That punk rock scene coming into play to help someone who doesn't like conflict.
Okay, but like Murphy ever gets into fisticuffs. He prefers other people to do it for him.
I actually think Murphy would only prefer to get into actual fisticuffs and not a fight.
He would start it by slapping someone with that glove.
And then just run away.
He's just there for the outfits.
We just plan a scene.
I'm in. I want to see this.
Great. Yep.
Done. I absolutely want to see this.
You are so welcome, Carl.
Next season.
I just want to see him slapping someone with that glove and taking someone's eye out. Just because like, they're all spiked.
Looking like the Fighting Irish Notre Dame mascot and then running away.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we wind up with the big, big problem that we are out of biscuits because one particular talker has won them all.
Mm.
I don't think we ever got a name for this guy.
High roller.
He did not seem like the nicest of people.
No.
Generally speaking.
He was very gluttonous and greedy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think if we went back to watch this closer, all of the 7 deadly sins would be in this episode?
We definitely had lust. Doc had a thing going
lust,
with the...
We had gluttony. We had greed.
Yes.
Cheating. Envy. Who's envy?
Envy.
This I'm a little envious.
Oh, yes,
that's
right. Right here.
Yeah.
Sloth? Question mark.
What sloth? That's when you're sleepy.
Yeah, that's when you're lazy.
Lazy.
You don't want to do anything.
Oh.
Pride. That's...
Keith.
Yeah.
that's
Pride. Murphy.
Oh, who am I missing? I used
who
to know all
the
of these.
Who would be the lazy?
Kind of me. Well, because like when I'm drunk, I'm like, I'm sleepy.
That's
weird. I'm sleepy.
Take on a couple. Yeah, someone in chat help me. Which sin are we missing? Like,
this is fun. I feel like
I thought we covered all of them.
We got right. 6. We're down 1.
Envy. Pride.
Sloth, pride, envy, gluttony, greed. Did we do greed? Greed is everyone.
We did greed. Greed is Limbo.
Wrath.
Wrath! I mean, that's a big fan of me. I'm mad.
I think you cover like 3 of them.
I think Wrath. I think Wrath
envy,
is also
Wrath,
Dante
and
at the very end.
I think Wrath is a lot of people
Wrath
in this
are the talkers so who are pissed that they're about to turn zombies.
The vigilantes.
Yeah. So we covered everything.
Done.
That's very deep.
Yeah, all right. Guys.
Wow, well, you guys
so
are,
many statements being
you're right.
I peaked and I will see myself out.
You need to stay here. I'm not doing this alone. I've done this alone before. It's harder than it looks.
I don't know if that was intentional on any level or if that's just easy to do with a place like Limbo. Maybe. But that was good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easy to do with a place like Limbo, but I would love to hear if that was actually the case.
You know, Carl's just going to be like, yeah.
Of course.
Sure, yeah. I did that. Yeah. That was always in the script. Fit in the seven deadly sins. It's good. It's awesome. This high roller is a thoroughly unpleasant person to be around, but according to Murphy, so lucky he shits rabbit's feet. Which was a glorious line.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, because as a talker, he theoretically could. It's not necessary to life, and you're welcome that I said that out loud.
No, I didn't need that in my life. I didn't.
You're so welcome.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I feel like the past 10 seconds
See,
of
like
Anastasia's face have been perfect.
That's why I needed to leave, because I hit a peak, and
that was just all downhill from now. You went from the seven deadly sins
to the gutter.
Yes, real quick.
Just balance. I just keep
it. Give me the shovel. Give me the shovel. Stop digging. Thank you. Thank you for the metaphorical shovel.
All right.
But yes. Watching Doc playing poker and losing terribly, and then Murphy cheating with his blends was something I adored.
That was very good. I thought that was so smart.
Was that at the tail end?
They put so much emphasis on, oh yeah, we have blends here and they're go-go dancing and they're doing the silks, which was really cool. And
that's
also
stunning.
Where did you find that?
Yeah, no, that was cool. That was real. Yeah.
But it was very much a B-roll setting the scene, look at all these amazing performers, and then, oh, by the way, they're extremely useful. Not just for aesthetics. I love it. And just the gross out factor in this episode was incredible. Like, I feel like we leaned into it and just went. Between the puke game and the...
I only saw the puke game. I'm like...
Poor
Russell. Oh, no. Our high roller ate all the Z-Biscuits and exploded.
Explodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they had to pick the Z-Biscuit remnants out of... him.
Oh, really?
So they could feed them to the talkers so the talkers wouldn't turn.
He refused to concede his winnings when the house won. Tried to shove as many biscuits as possible.
And how did he explode, though?
He straight up exploded.
He exploded. Z-Nation style. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, why did he explode?
Because he ate so many. Okay. Z-Nation science.
Because you're...
Z-Nation science.
He's like,
that's all you had to say, Z-Nation science.
Your body's
He ate, like, 50 biscuits.
Okay.
But that's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's the Z Nation.
Yeah. And so he goes bigger and then he explodes and it lands all over Russell's naked body.
Yep.
And it's just like gooey.
And Murphy uses him as a shield.
Of course. Oh, and it's like it looked like mustard and ketchup and
ew.
Anyway.
And oh my god. That's
so
that reminds me of like 10K Stub when they were putting that on and I'm like, oh, it looks, yeah, it looks like you said, like the mustard and ketchup. I'm like, I can't eat a burger with mustard
ever
and ketchup
again?
Ever so again good. Because that's what it looks like now.
Yep. Just one of those moments of
trying not to think about it.
Yeah. Really love their practical effects. They do them really well.
We had lunch before that.
So yeah. That's good. So it was a happy ending for most of the talkers in the underground.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Marjorie had a habit of escaping and screaming her husband's name. And when our Altura vigilantes show up, that doesn't help.
No.
Nope.
That just doesn't help. And so we end up with a dead Marjorie, of course. Like, the second they got her hands on her and put the gun to her temple, I'm like, it doesn't matter how negotiations go, she's dead.
Yeah.
She's not coming back.
She's a goner.
Yep. So we are down to Marjorie.
Yeah.
And Dante is in captivity and going to Altura, where we will have a sham of a trial, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other important thing to note that we learned in this episode is that Estes left Zona when Zona was still fine.
Oh, yeah.
Start. Altura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So his original statement about leaving that life and trying to find a better thing is BS.
Mm-hmm. Because Murphy knew it, like, oh yeah, they left him to they sent him outside to go do a startup, which I guess was this. I'm like, oh, great. Zona 2.0. That's what we need in our lives.
That's where Pandora comes into play. I have fears.
I'm a little terrified of her. You know what? I think we can wrap this and then go into those theories because I want to hear them. So we end our episode with the party back together for the most part for a hot second. And then we're going to split them up to divide and conquer.
Yep.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we had hilarity and also tragedy because this is Z Nation and this is how we do things. Do we have any final thoughts on the episode?
I do also enjoy when 10K gestured his hello and they took in the fact that he lost his hand because that was the first time they were seeing it. And he was like, I have news. And it had nothing to do with his situation.
With the massive injury he sustained.
Like, no, they've been just carting around tourist zombies. And I love that it's tourist zombies.
Yep.
And I love that at the beginning we had ones with an I Heart Burbank shirt and a Sharknado shirt.
The Sharknado.
I noticed the Sharknado one. I didn't see that. I love Burbank.
Yeah.
We had to back it up and take a look at the Sharknado shirt again. Like, did they do that? Oh, they did the thing. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So the story is starting to come together, so much of it as we know. And now we are splitting the party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any last thoughts on the episode? Any behind-the-scenes stuff you want to talk about? Behind-the-scenes stuff in general, not necessarily for this one?
I just thought it was a fun episode. Like, it was just a different world, and I enjoyed the different games and what Murphy was up to because he's always up to something.
Yeah.
I thought Keith was really great. Mm-hmm. I really liked, I was just talking to him, and I would tell him that I really liked his change from when he's, like, the host in Limbo, and he's, like, putting on a show because obviously Keith does such a great job, and it's just, like, big and boisterous. But when they get downstairs and he's like, I don't know what's going on. I gotta beat these guys. Where the fuck have you guys been? You know what I mean? Like, what's happening? I don't know. And so he's like, it's not under control whatsoever. So I thought that shift was like really, really beautifully executed.
He needs an adultier adult.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm the worst person to leave to manage these kinds of situations. And I really like the the potential of where George and Addie, you know, where that kind of thing goes, where she's like, cool, I don't know you, I don't trust you, and it's a little bit of a competition, and, like, don't think you're the new me, and those are my friends, and, like, I am curious to see how people, I mean, I know where it ultimately goes, but, like, I feel like as a viewer, I'm curious to see, okay, well, what ends up happening? Like, yeah, they shook hands, yeah, they're like, doing a thing, but will they ever really bond or join, you know, or will there always be a little tension?
Well, and that's going to be put on hold because Addie is bonding with the team again, and George is off with Doc.
Yep.
Lucky duck.
So I think at this point we can lean into predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I will forever love this light show.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ridiculous things. All right, I want to hear your theory. Let's go.
Well, I'm realizing as I think through it more, it's not that great of a theory. It's more of like a duh. I think this is going to happen.
Do it anyway.
But with the pace that Z Nation moves, we're going to be back in Altera next week, I presume, for the trial. And at the end of the episode, I kind of just feel like it's going to come out that Pandora did it and something's going to flip. Because we already know that Estes and Pandora are in bed together. They might physically
be in
bed together, but they're also in cahoots together. Because she did the creepy lick thing on her face. That
and that definitely insinuates intimacy.
It's traumatized.
She went for that.
She did.
But yeah, so it's gonna be it's gonna be interesting to see. Oh,
yucky. All right, doing reenactments. I thought you two were on a
that
break.
Was after hours. that's after hours.
Yeah. Well, it's after, but
it's after hours somewhere.
But yeah, it's gonna come out that Pandora did it, and then her and Estes are gonna reveal part of their ultimate plan, maybe not to the entire group, but to the audience. It's my theory.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but I feel like that's more of episode 10-ish territory. Like, I feel like that's a thing we won't get for a bit yet. And I say that because I've watched the preview and the sneak peek that
fair.
They posted online.
Cheater.
Like, it's on YouTube. Officially.
Resourceful.
I haven't seen those. And I would normally agree with you on, like, an episode 10 being where that happens. And I should have watched the previews. But I also think back to Z Nation season one, where one of the main characters died in the first episode and another one died in the sixth episode. And it's just, we can't have nice things, and it moves quickly.
Yeah, Sierra in chat points out it's the episode six curse, R.I.P. Marjorie. And Billie Jean girl goes, oh my God, someone did die in episode six. The curse continues.
Oh, wow.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but it wasn't in the main party. Didn't hurt as much as a lot of other ones. Right? Yeah, the episode six curse.
Wow. That's a good point.
Every good time point. It comes around, I look at my guest booking and go, all right, who's going to get recommended to me?
Thank you for both being alive.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We try. Usually if I get, hey, you really need this person for this episode, like season one, it was Tom Everett Scott. And I was like, okay. And sure. Then we had him in and I went, what? And so from here on in, it's, you really need this person for this episode. And I go, why? I have been hurt by the behind the scenes for this show, and I regret nothing because it's always fun.
Okay, well, you've seen the previews.
We're getting a road trip from George and Doc is what it looks like, and it's called Doc's Stoned History.
And that's
going to be
fun. It's just so great.
That's going to be fun.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Take my prediction and, like, table it.
So just, like, scooch it.
I stand by what I said. Just the timeline is off.
And then the rest of the party is trying to find the bakery that Bizkits come from. Mm-hmm. Trying to solve that particular mystery, which I'd say is a necessity, given that it's just, like, they appear out of nowhere and are in limited supply.
Do you know what?
No one has questioned this?
Do you know what they remind me of? They
Girl
remind
Scout
me
cookies.
Of the Pillsbury cookies that have the
yes.
But then you burn them.
Yes.
They make chocolate ones. They make ones in different colors.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's America. We can have anything we want.
We can. I love those Pillsbury cookies.
I want your guys' predictions on what the biscuits like are and where they come from, what they're made of, like that whole bit.
If it doesn't have brains in it, I'm going to be super confused.
I would love it if they'd come up with, like, a soy brain substitute. Something ridiculous.
That's hilarious. That would be that this whole time. They were like, soy.
That's really Z-Nation science.
That's real. I'm going to say right now that's not what it is. But I really wish that it had been.
Like, Beyond Burger.
I don't know
but
if I
beyond.
Should say this,
Beyond Biscuits.
Beyond Biscuits. The Impossible Burger.
Yes. If you go on certain sites that I won't say in case we don't want to say this on air, you know, they list episodes a couple ahead and give the summary before it airs. So you kind of get hints that you wouldn't normally get. So I think I know what the twist is, actually, thinking back to a list I read. And should I say it?
No.
Not right.
No, because we're working off of stuff that has been officially released, and just because some sites get summaries beforehand and put them up doesn't mean that we don't want to give things that might be construed spoilers to the audience. So we're sticking to what has been officially released by Z Nation and Sci-Fi.
All right, I accept that.
That is how we live our lives here. We're going to talk after the cameras go
off. Oh, yeah. I'm going to shout it as soon as we sign off. I'm sorry, guys.
You know we're not a real show. Carl's like, tell them everything. It's fine. No one cares. Thanks for trying.
We care.
I appreciate that.
Yep, and our producers definitely care. So, and our audience cares.
You guys
really
care.
We really don't want to spoil the audience. Megan is giving my favorite reference. Soylent Green is people.
Soylent Green Soylent, is people?
Soylent Biscuits are brains.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen that they have drinks called Soylent now?
I know, it's upsetting.
It's a meal replacement, and it's terrifying to me.
I don't want it.
No!
I don't want it.
Whose bright idea was that?
I need
that?
A chew. I need a chew at least. Whatever I eat, I need to chew it. The meal.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think we're going to call it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Do you have any other projects you're working on that you can tell us about?
No, not right now. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm shooting in a short film, like in a few weeks.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm helping my friend produce it, and it's like a horror thriller, psychological thriller. So,
awesome.
Yeah,
heck
it's going to be fun. Yeah.
You better get it, girl.
Yeah, when it comes out, let us know so we can see it.
Yeah, I will, for sure.
Sounds fun.
I need a job, so anybody wants to give me one.
Oh, I would like another gig, too, yeah, but so that's just like a weekend shoot.
We are
hire them. We're available.
For the spinoff.
Thank you.
Yes. We can do Black
Or just
Summer.
another show.
Yeah. We can do Black Summer. Why can't we do the spinoff?
Right.
I'm in. I'm down. I need it in my life. All right, where can the people go
the
on
prequel?
The social media?
It would be the prequel.
Correct. The midquel.
The midquel.
I
like it.
where can the fans go on social media if they want to keep up with you?
At Sydney Ving Luong, at Sydney Viang, and at, yeah, those two.
Annie Awesome on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Michelle Cullen, one of your hosts, and you can find me on Twitter at Michelle_Cullen.
You can follow Megan at The Menguin, T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N, on all the social medias. And I am Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias at Kiaxet, that is K-I-A-X-E-T. Thank you guys for sticking around with us. It has been super fun. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.